they had four people now that they're in there, quite a little Bible study. And so they have more than Rutledge's. And Patty, and they both started crying, and they said they were happier with each other than they've ever been. So.
Wow.
Let's see how long it lasts.
That's believing all things for you.
Believe some of the things.
But it was really neat. And it is the... the most difficult thing that any of us can ever experience is that crossover point that they at least now have a foretaste of. And that is that your only function in life is to be a servant. I mean, you've spent an entire lifetime trying to learn how not to be a servant. Even if you've been a servant, you begrudged it. But now, because of Pentecost, you can begin to understand that you can only be fulfilled. You can only have life as you give life. And tonight, there can be that crossover point for every one of you. When you finally say to yourself, I no longer need anything for myself. I no longer need any stimulus to satisfy this hunk of flesh. That my fulfillment can come and will come only and exclusively as I meet the needs of others. I am fulfilled as I fulfill others. What happens to me is unimportant as long as I meet your need. We've come far enough. No more stuff about, oh, I'm running around learning spiritual stuff. Now it's time to put it into practice. Now it's time to be truly a servant in every arena of your life. Not just a servant, a bond slave. You know what a bond slave is? Paul called himself a bond slave. He called you a bond slave. And the bond slave's position is that there is never a possibility of being anything other than a slave. Now, it's easy for you to be a slave to those people who you think up, who you look up to. if you don't look up to them too far. But now you have to be a slave without respect of persons. Now you have to be a slave to the one nearest you at every moment of your life. Am I communicating? The Feast of Pentecost celebrates the birth of the God of this universe with all power within you. We've never, ever, ever, up until this last time, celebrated Pentecost in knowledge. Every other time we've celebrated Pentecost in the past years, it's been Pentecost with you as the subject of the sentence. What does this mean to me? How does this affect me? What does this mean to the big I? Now we can just lay down the big eye. The psalm that was read on Pentecost. The last psalm, the last reading, was Psalm 98. It doesn't matter. Some of you have been here since God left Chicago. Some of you have just been here since God left Waxahachie. I think that was day before yesterday. Some of you have just gotten here. Doesn't matter how long you've been here or how long you haven't been here. Doesn't matter how much you know about this mystery. It doesn't matter whether you can articulate it properly. It doesn't matter whether or not you even know how to find Malachi. What matters is only that from this moment forward in your life, you are a servant, a bond slave. And some of you are saying, well, I just started to get it right. It doesn't matter. From now on, you're a bond slave. To who? Who am I a slave to? To all men. Why? How can I be a slave? All my life, everything in me has taught me how not to be a slave. It's taught me to be free. It's taught me how to get this and that, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. One nation under God. Who in the hell told you that happiness was a right that you had? Your pursuit of it thus far has gotten you jack shit. That's all you've done is pursue it. You've defined your success by your happiness. Is somebody understanding me?
Yeah.
Well, happiness by definition, by the world standards, is when all things around me are serving me. Now, happiness isn't your heritage. Joy is. And joy can only be known in your servitude, in your slaveness. Is that a word?
It is now.
It is now.
Slavery.
Oh, is it slavery? Is
that word?
Slavery.
What the hell is this slave stuff? This is how a group of people this is how a group of people in the first century turned the world upside down. We romantically think that they turned the world upside down in the book of Acts because they ran around and did big stuff. Now, if you carefully read the book of Acts, you find that they turned the world upside down because they saw they were bond slaves. The only way you can be a slave in knowledge is to know that you own all things. Now that sounds contradictory. The only way you can be a slave in knowledge is to know that all power in heaven and earth has been delivered over to you. The only way you can be a slave in knowledge is to know that you, from this moment forward, cannot be a respecter of persons. You can't consider one person above another. It doesn't matter whether it's the president or the street sweeper. The only way you can be a slave in knowledge is never, ever to use people to meet your end. But rather, to let you be used of people, no matter what the end. The only way you can be a slave in knowledge is to never, from this moment forward, to never again justify yourself. Now the bond slave had, it wasn't just a little pinhole, it was a hole that was like about the size of a three-ring, what they did in a three-ring binder, punched through either one or both of the ears or through the inside of the nose. And the slave saw that he was a servant for life. Now, see, it's now, only now can you understand the Great Commission that Christ said. Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth has been delivered unto me. Go ye therefore and teach, or disciple is a better word, all nations. That's the Great Commission. There's like three scriptures in the whole Bible about the Great Commission, but it's the basis of most of evangelical Christianity, and it's become an issue of power. In other words, the King James Version, most modern versions, put it in a verb tense that is as a command. That's not what it is. It's in the verb tense that says, if you properly translated it, as you from this time forward go into your world, make disciples. How do you make a disciple? One way and one way only, and that is that you must be their servant. Now I can hear the wheels turning. Well, is Oli my servant? Think about it. I may not be a good servant, but I have no other purpose in life than to ensure that you and your activities are fulfilled. I have no reason for existence except you. That's the meaning of slavery. Do you understand? In the spirit, I'm in subjection to you. Now, it may not seem like that when I yell at you, but I don't have any authority except that which you gave me. Do you understand? So as the master, You being the master, you have given me authority in areas of your life. But I don't have any authority by myself. I'm your slave. You understand?
Yeah.
From this moment forward, now, you must be the slave of those in your world. No more getting it right. You understand a little bit? I mean, this is big. This is big. And with, I mean, there is no one in your world that you will not be a slave to. I mean, it doesn't matter what your parents or your boss. It doesn't matter whether it's that geek that lives next door to you. It doesn't matter whether it's your geek roommate that's an unbeliever. It doesn't matter who it is. You're a slave to all men from this moment forward. This is your commission. God does weird things. You all expected to get sent out in great power. Now you're getting sent out in slavery. Wow. This isn't what I bargained for. You will never understand the New Testament unless you understand this position. Now, the only reason this is possible, what the church world calls the Great Commission, is predicated on the previous statement of Christ. All power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach or disciple all nations. Now let's look at some stuff. Psalm 98 is the psalm that should have been read at the time that when we were in wherever we were. Where?
New Orleans.
Yeah. Psalm 98. Sing unto the Lord a new song. It means a song with words and rhythm that you've never sung before. You understand? We've talked before about all music is just a vain attempt to duplicate the song. And this song, for those of you, songs have a sound and a rhythm. Otherwise, they're not a song. The sound that God desires you to hear is the sound that comes when the veil of flesh is ripped inside of you and you hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind. The rhythm is the rhythm that's from outside of time. John wrote a piece a long time ago about that if you're standing on the edge of this precipice, wanting to believe, yet not sure you can, that, you know, fling yourself off and you'll hear and feel this rhythm that's tied to something that's outside of time and space itself. Most of you have heard me use the analogy that if an army is, or a company of soldiers is marching across the bridge, I don't care if it's the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, they have to march out of step, otherwise it's possible for the marching to set up a harmonic which will destroy the bridge. You understand that? Now, God is calling us to universally, each one of us, have our lives in the same rhythm as the rhythm from outside of God, outside of eternity, the rhythm of God, so that we, by our obedience, will do the same thing to time and space. That's what the word agreement, if any two of you agree, is touching anything. The word agreement there is the Greek word for harmony. You and I can never agree on anything because each of you are like a symphony orchestra, each of you playing a different instrument. But we're playing the same song. That song is called Messiah. That song, the only words to the song in every arena of your life, it's finished. The testing of that phenomena that it is finished is that you can be a servant to everyone in your environment. That servanthood is called love. It doesn't matter what your mind says love is. Everything that we learned at that seminar was simply that the servanthood is called love. If you had to, Bloom tends to talk a lot. But if you had to summarize that seminar, it was how to be a servant. And you're a servant to the nearest one to you. Forget your romantic inclinations and notions of love and friendship and all that other crap. You are called to one thing and one thing only from this day forward, and that's servanthood. To whom? Not to me. If you think of yourself as a servant to me, it would just create a cult. You are a servant to everyone in your environment, without regard to what they believe or don't believe, not getting in discussions about the meaning of words. You meet their need. Don't worry about their doctrine or their belief system. I never worried about yours. Or do you forget? Sing a new song. You can't sing this new song unless you know all the other songs don't work. They're boring. As for me, I know they're all boring. All those other songs I've been trying to learn and play and all the instruments, they haven't worked. They're boring songs. The new song is servanthood. Joyful servanthood. That's the meaning of Pentecost. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. The marvelous thing he has done is he has decided to tabernacle, to live, to tent in your flesh. The God of the universe is living within you. He's dying for an expression. You, in your unservanthood, namely the making I the subject of every sentence, have created the walls of Jericho around his precious life. Now he has called for the walls of Jericho to fall, that his life will be revealed, and that's revealed only, exclusively, in your servanthood. I don't care whether you believe this or not. It's eternally true. What you think about truth is immaterial. You don't have to convince anybody of it. You have to be their servant. This is the great equalizer. The only way you can be a servant is to know it's finished. Otherwise, you will continually be seeking your own instead of him. You will always sing that old boring song. It's a stupid song. It's got no rhythm. Sounds like a song Harry wrote. Harry has no rhythm. Yeah, am I communicating a little bit? Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. That's the meaning of Pentecost. His right arm is Zeroa, the seed. The seed was shed on all flesh. It's gotten him the victory. He didn't have to fight it anymore. He didn't have to sweat it. Now, this is the biggie. Check closely verse 2 and 3 for those of you who are still inclined towards traditional evangelism. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of all the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. What? All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation. Now the funny part of it is those of you who believe the least are the ones who think you have to evangelize the most. The reason is because you're not sure. And therefore you have to make converts to justify your unbelief. Well, if they can believe it, then that's the whole religious system of the world. Doesn't matter whether it's Hindu or Muslim or Christianity or Catholicism. It's all based on a false premise that you need converts to justify your belief system. We don't want converts. In fact, I'll try to kick you out of here. If you don't know that yet. The only way you can be here is if you know that if you're here to be a, you're going to be a slave to all men, including those terrible people that you know, those real weirdos that are next to you, that your only feasting is going to be among this, the blind, the halt, the naked, the cripple, the orphans. That's what we are. We're the offscouring of the world. That they're going to kill you and think they're doing God holy service. That you're going to be hated of all men because you're a servant. Now, that's our form of evangelism here. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. He has redefined the house of Israel. The word Israel is she who sees God, the bride. And the mystery is, from the very first, you can't see God and live. Well, that's a revelation of the cross right off the bat. Now, because you know this, because all these mysteries have been made known openly, you now can make a joyful sound or joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth, and a loud noise, and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and a sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. Now, the only reason... the only reason that you can be a servant... I mean, you're not dumb. Well, ignorant perverts, maybe, but not dumb.
It's funny how the story changes week to week.
One week we're not dumb, one week we're ignorant and perverts.
Why can you be a servant? Why can you be a servant? Because of the Feast of Pentecost. Because every person is Jesus Christ in the flesh. And you serve that life. Understand? I'm not going to be a servant to a bunch of stupid atoms, but I am going to be a servant to Jesus Christ. Let's go to Matthew 25. Verse 31. Could I say that on the tape? Oh, God.
Yeah, you guys did 7 or 8 minutes on Polly.
Yeah.
Hi, Polly.
She's a character.
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from his goats. What?
There. Let somebody else say.
And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye accursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. the majesty of the Feast of Pentecost. What we just went through and what we just studied is that the Word is made flesh all over. Now be a servant to that Word in that flesh. Doesn't matter what it looks like. This is how you pick up the cross in the final solution. This is the final point of what it means to pick up the cross. Go to Isaiah 52. If anybody disagrees, you better speak now or forever hold your peace. We,
you don't mind hearing.
I just barely scratched. Shut up! I just barely scratched the surface on this subject that we started on. So we'll continue it next Sunday. But just to cause you to think a little bit, what being a servant means is dying to self. When you are forgotten or neglected or purposely set at naught, and you don't sting and hurt with the insult or the oversight, but your heart is happy being counted worthy to suffer for Christ, that is dying to self. When your good is evil spoken of, when your wishes are crossed, your advice disregarded, your opinions ridiculed, and you refuse to let anger rise in your heart or even defend yourself, but take it all in patient, loving silence, that is dying to self. When you lovingly and patiently bear any disorder, any irregularity, any impunctuality, any annoyance, when you stand face to face with waste, folly, extravagance, and spiritual insensibility, and endure as Jesus endured, that is dying to self. When you are content with any food, any offering, any climate, any society, any people, any raiment, any interruption by the will of God, that is dying to self. When you never care to refer to yourself in conversation or to record your own words, when you feel uncomfortable after being commended, when you can truly love to be unknown, that is dying to self. When you can see your brother prosper and have his needs met and can honestly rejoice with him in spirit and feel no envy nor question God, while your own needs are far greater and in desperate circumstances, that is dying to self. When you can receive correction and reproof from one of less stature than yourself and can humbly submit inwardly as well as outwardly, finding no rebellion or resentment rising up within your heart, that is dying to self. Are you dead yet? In these last days the Spirit would bring us to the cross, that I may know him, being made conformable unto his death. The singular way that that is possible is that you would know you're a servant. Now, this is the Great Commission, or what the world calls the Great Commission. When you leave this place tonight, you have no other function than that of being a servant. And I promise you a mystery will take place within you. And that is, you will experience joy unspeakable. And you will find that your joy is mind-expanding joy that happens when you can see someone else's need over yours. Not giving out of your abundance. Even the Gentiles do that. But giving and laying down your life from your need. And I promise you that's the only place that from now on you'll ever find life. And I promise you also that if you don't understand this, if you don't accept it, you won't stay here. With the, I guess, yeah, there. Would Larry's group do the off coming? Did you guys do that? Thank you.
Well, that includes Louie.
Yo, Louie!
Oh, Louie's a bimbo now.
I don't think he minds. The Archer in the City of Light.
You're a sex toy.
Do the City of Light first. The idea of being a servant can only be done from a position. And you must see that you are positionally seated on the mercy seat in the New Jerusalem so that you then can give from that abundance. You must now see that you're in the City of Light. So listen to these words. You sing it. Why don't just you two sing it, okay?
Do that high stuff.
Yeah, the high stuff.
The girl.
High stuff in this one?
The high girl stuff.
Yeah, girl boys. Try not to hear it. Again, try not to hear it.
It's like being in a cafeteria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll overpower. A life from the city can break these bands.
You can hum.
Life from the city not fed with hands. When the light from the city finds me alone, can't open my heart and carry me home to the city.
You're not serving me in this way. Back.
Heard a voice speaking as clear as a bell, saying, leave this place, it's a living hell. So I traveled west, the darkness fell, a long, long time ago. Over the mountains and a sea of grass, the next place ought to be better than the last. But the desert's too hot, river's too fast, it's the same wherever I go. Stone on stone can't stand when the earth weighs metal on metal, brings nothing but tears. Flesh and bone can't live when the living takes all my strength, leaves only fear. I hit the ground, not stop until the promised land's in sight. Wherever it is, the city of light. Put down roots to begin again. Felt like the walls were closing and they were paying to five. I wanted 10. I thought it was time to move on. A thousand lightning were flooding the road, looking for a place to rest their load. But the jobs were taken, fields were hoed, promises broken and gone. Stone on stone can't stand when the earthquakes settle on. Metal brings nothing but tears. Flesh and bone can't live when the living takes all my strength, leads only fears. Cry in the night, and not stop until the promised land's in sight. Wherever it is, the city of light. The light from the city can break these bands. The light from the city not made with hands. When the light from the city finds me alone, can open my heart, carry me home to the city. Boy spoke, I didn't have to ask. My time of wandering was over at last. But it looked no different from the places we passed all along the way. Boy said, you've taken years to learn. It's under your feet at every turn. Now stand up, look around you. Promised land has found you. Living stones don't fall when the earth quakes. Just with gold, there's nothing but shine. When your soul's poured out and the spirit takes all your fears, you can leave them behind. Cry in the night, not stop until the promised land's in sight. Where it is, the city of light. Well, here it is, the city of light. City, great these bands. Life from the city, not made from the city, find stay alone. Can't open my heart to carry me home to the city. God paid with hands. Going to the city. God paid with hands.
Yeah, John's got one.
Make sure John gets a small one.
The Archer.
Jim got a suit.
No.
Yeah.
She wants to know.
John, before you say that, I want to say something about rhythm. Yeah. Anybody that tries to play his music learns that rhythm is like the main thing they have to get together, or else they won't be making music. But the reason I think that there's rhythm is that it's like, how often are you supposed to consider others above yourself? And that beat is how often, but, you know, more and more, it's really, you know, beyond any regular beat, it's just the unknown beat.
Oh, that's
but
good.
That beat is there.
Blessing you.
I think there's a song. It's my roommate.
Mike, you take credit for everything.
He didn't say stuff like that before he moved in.
What about Louis?
Oh, sure.
He moved out.
A year and a half.
That's after he moved out there.
The Archer, sing your little heart out. Or your... Never mind.
Shut up, man.
I wasn't saying anything.
The strength of his hand. Now does he see that all I can plan? So fire, oh fly, you'll understand. I'm taking no thought where you will land. Surely as the river runs, every arrow I take from my quiver.
Darrell and September's wedding. First time she ever met you, Paul.
We remember she well.
Why do you remember?
She was dazzling.
Well, why don't we tune?
Yeah, where's
that's
your...
Right.
Where's?
Well, we got a tune, see.
That's
I heard
right.
The string.
Tyra and Steve committed suicide the same night.
That's right.
Came to yeah.
That's right. I think it was the white
All I
hair.
Remember about Steve was...
Yeah, Steve. Steve, hair.
It was hair. I
For
think
months,
it was the white hair. It kind of
Steve,
broke his neck.
The guy with the hair.
Okay. He didn't need a noose. All you do is...
And now he's ours.
Spiritual giant.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. For his merciful kindness is great unto you. Changes and the day is always new. So praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. For his kindness is great unto you. His truth never changes.
One song.
Yeah.
And then the one song, and then you have to, if you play the one song, you have to do the next one.
Yeah.
Which is the second song.
The second, no, the
one
song.
The one song and that one
I'm yours,
song.
Lord.
Oh, the one song.
Yeah.
The one song.
Song
and then that one other song.
Okay, now sing your little hearts out. Even if you don't know the words.
Think about it.
What? So obtuse.
Do it. Yeah. You're just supposed to be.
For those of that people, give Jim a book and give that reprobate in the back room a book. Buddy the reprobate.
Give Jim. What about Jim?
This Jim.
I can't sing. Don't give me a book.
He's a lawyer.
Listening to
Jim.
You can hum. You can hum, Jim.
He was listening at a tone on the last one.
Is there another one?
It's
Margaret? Okay. No, that's not in there. That's not in there. It's 20, I think. 19 or 20. 20. No, you know, no. He won't start singing until everybody quits.
No,
remember, I played one song for 8 hours.
That's
true. You're going to be here 8 hours? Okay, here we go.
Barbara, next time they're going to bring in a bunch of jars and wall paint.
The millstone was spun, the world was begun, and the
The stars were arranged in their patterns and rhymes. The song was passed down.
Oh, that's that goes with what I talked about. Let's go. I forgot.
That's good.
Everything's always kind of ready. I forgot.
Yeah,
I
did.
Journey.
It's been for 2012 years.
The village green. I saw sad scene. The melody escaped us, we found it to a well, in an underground cove, deep in the ground. We're singing and buried, singing for ourselves. Life's spiral dance, now's our one chance. To reach out for the earth,
Mary's gonna make a javelin catcher yet.
You were reaching for the joy.
Who's copying?
You did.
Who's copying her?
When the storm breaks, it breaks. Some will feel fear, some will. One song's crescendoing vibration. In life's spiral dance, now's our one chance. Reach out for joy, be solid stone. Reach the one who lets, reach the wide expanse of freedom. We somehow always know. Shake the foundation, everything must fall. Foundation, everything must fall. Gonna shake all the nations, break out all the walls. The storm in the stroller, the storm is through. I can see it in me now, I can see it in you.
Shake the foundation. Gonna shake.
Learn
shake,
learn.
Shake, 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 shake,
shake,
shake,
shake, shake,
shake,
shake, shake, shake, shake, shake, shake. No, 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 I'm on the same page.
Oh, not a chance.
Well, I guess I got told.
The music meister's inside.
There's so much for servitude.
Hey, did you see that? That sly grin, not a chance.
I think we were bad.
Not until you show a little respect.
Little respect.
I don't think it's in y'all's best interest to allow that to go on.
Just leave it. Just hair tactics now.
TCP.
There are more music stars where you came from.
No, they're not. Oh, that's right. He finished the Psalms of Ascent. He can die.
Yeah.
You don't need him.
You got to get him on tape.
Oh, that's Wade true. Never mind. He's, pay attention to him.
Don't waste backups.
Pay attention. No, but he's got. We got to get the. Pay attention to him.
Yeah, but Wade doesn't all sound like Cole Porter. Which is not bad.
Cole Porter going up.
Yeah, every generation has to target all these things.
It's sort of a New York kind of
language. Oh,
language. The, the more that we've studied about love and the more we take the bread and the wine, the more it's this grand simplicity that when Adam and Eve, it's it says that it is not good for man to be alone, etc., etc., and the two became one flesh. And that becoming of one flesh and all of the scriptures about it, all of the idea of the covenant, is more and more what we affirm when we take the bread and the wine. That is that because of God's covenant, and there's only been one covenant, that this idea that he is obligated to treat us as his flesh. And when we eat the bread and drink the wine, it's a spiritual phenomena that is more certain than anything else in the universe. That he cannot lie. And it's typified in Abraham, when Abraham went to sleep and God did all the work. And he said, I shall make this covenant with you. Even if one of us breaks it, God said, it will cost me my life. Now, none of the stuff we talk about, none of this stuff about love, or what I talked about tonight, that the real definition of love is servanthood. You know that when you're driving home and somebody drives in front of you, you're going to scream and yell and insist on your rights. The first time your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your neighbor does something to you, you're going to return to the insisting on your rights. I mean, all of you know you're going to do that, don't you? That doesn't excuse it. But what this bread and wine say is, even if you can't meet the terms of the covenant, God will die. So that from the standpoint of legality, the covenant is always met. Now, that translates into this wild and wonderful concept that's so freeing that it can't really penetrate us fully yet, and that is that you can't make a mistake. That you've never made a mistake. That all things work together for good to them that love God, to the called according to his purpose. I mean, that's a biggie. You can't make a mistake. Because every time in the flesh that you do something dumb, then God dies to meet the need. That's the meaning of the gospel. It's always there. It's every time you see a rainbow in the sky, that's the covenant. Every time we do this bread and the wine, that's the covenant. All that's necessary is to discern the Lord's body, none of yours. Do you understand? That's what it means when he said, the two shall be one flesh. It didn't mean the act of intercourse. It's that the two shall be one flesh to typify that God considers you his flesh. He went through the covenant. He put you to sleep. Just like he put Abraham and made this wonderful covenant. And that's why what we are going to read next week at this time is Isaiah 52. It says, awake, awake, awake out of the sleep. Now you can wake. You've been in a sleep because you've been convinced that you had to establish your own worth, your own worthiness, your own purpose. And your sense of hearing has been dull, just like you were asleep. Well, he finished the covenant. He finished the course while you were asleep. Now you're free. You can't make a mistake. Can everybody take the bread and the wine? The only you don't have to know a lot about it. All you have to know is that he did it. Your past is forgiven as far as the East is from the West. And forgiven means it had to be exactly like it was. So we could reach this time. And the bread simply signifies that everything necessary for sustenance will come by keeping your eyes off yourself. On that same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. And he blessed it, saying, "Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth bread from the earth." Now, you got to see now that that has a new understanding. He's bringing forth the bread of life from you as the earthen vessel. That's what that defines your slavery. Amen? Now, you must therefore feed those around you at the expense of everything of you. Now, that sounds terrible, but I promise you it'll produce joy unspeakable. It'll produce an arena in which the windows of heaven will be opened and pour out blessings upon you. He said, "Take, eat, this is my body."
I eat better.
Yum. Boo!
Yeah.
Yay.
No.
Bad.
Whole week.
Boo, hiss.
Yay.
We just
terrace.
It's yummy. No. It's yummy matzah.
Yuppie matzah.
Who got it?
Let's eat dirt.
I like it. I spit on this bread about it last night.
You took the cup.
Oh, yeah. Quickly.
And he had whole wheat matzah and he said, "Let's do it quick." Can you imagine whole
wheat?
He was
content with anything.
What?
He didn't hurt dying to self.
It was lowest saturated fats.
I bet that's all
they
had back then, was whole wheat matzo.
No, I don't know if I was going to die. He really is pissed.
What if you, have you determined what it's about? I mean, is it because...
Yeah, it's because we made a lot of noise and pulling around in this.
Wait, was it the signs that we did in the one song?
I wasn't looking at the signs, but I just kind of...
It was just too darn much time over.
Wonder matzo.
You took the cup.
No matter how much, you know, what would the part of dying soap or, you know.
Took the cup.
Sensitivity and all those other things that you're facing. What a martyr.
Let's watch it. Sing my name in vain.
He took the cup, and he gave thanks, saying, "Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who createst the fruit of the vine." He was drinking a toast to the bride. And he said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sin." You don't have to... Can't make a mistake. It's a lot.
See how John feels better.
I do.
Wine is efficacious.
It's kind of vinegary.
It's good.
Anybody have anything else? Take it, large person.
It's a wrap.